shredded wheat. Could you just tell us about the brochure that you're holding?
Well, this brochure was printed as a prospectus for the shredded wheat building, which was happening in Welwyn Garden City about 1926. And it was a highly glossy, well-produced idea for potential workers as how good a place it would be to come and work. I mean, it had all sorts of areas for staff welfare and so on. And it's a nicely produced document. Yes, my maternal grandfather came to Welwyn Garden City at the very beginning of the building of the Shredded Wheat Company. He had previously been with McVitie's in London, and he was invited to join a very small group of men who were setting up the Shredded Wheat Company in England from its roots in America. And he was one of the first to come to Welwyn Garden City, and I think he did most jobs in the earlier years, and finally I think became managing director and chairman in about between 1934 and 1936, and he was in that position throughout the war, and retired in 1948. We have here a small little potted history of his earlier days. So that's those. And then there were little anecdotes that he used to tell me, which I thought were very interesting, was that, I mean, he was a great Scotsman and always enjoyed going to Edinburgh to watch the Calcutta Cup rugby match, and he was able to have the Flying Scotsman stopped at the station in Welwyn Garden City, such as it was. I think it was just barely a platform, and the train would stop there and pick up him and his few friends, and they would go off up to...
Oh, there wasn't a platform.
There was a sort of...
Mrs. Davis remembered it when there was no platform.
No, but there was a halt. There was something that they could get on the train from. This chap's name was Frank Becky, and he took over from my grandfather.
That's your grandfather.
And this is my grandfather.
Has it got a date?
Well, it will be 1948. Oh, yeah, right. Not June 1948. Oh. It's written on the back. That's when he retired. This chap, Frank Becky, took over from him. He didn't last very long, for whatever reason, and he was followed by this chap, whose name was Dick Howard. And I'm not sure that some of his family aren't still around in the town. I honestly don't know the names of the other ones, but this chap was obviously fairly important, because there's the three of them standing in front of the silos at, I imagine, exactly the same time.
Hmm? Sorry, I'll just stick that on the back.
Yeah, and that one's got June 1948 on it as well.
Sorry, what date did you say this one was?
I think that's in the corner.
Lovely, thank you.
So they're the same.
Yes. So, again, just...
I don't know who this was, but this chap was... He was Dick Howard.
That's Dick Howard on the right.
He was the next... he wasn't the next MD chairman.
But the
following one.
And your grandfather in the middle, yeah.
And, I mean, then, of course, the management of the company shortly thereafter, and I can't tell you the precise times, went up to Leicester, because one of the... things that my grandfather was appointed again, you can't imagine this in today's world, but a lifetime director, and you know, when he got to be well into his 80s, I mean, he couldn't have been much use to them business wise at all, but every month a car came and picked him up and took him to the board meeting. These are sort of days gone by completely, aren't they?
But he was the most marvellous old gentleman. He really was.
Yes.
So this is, I think, his retirement party. And again, I don't know who all of them are.
Do you know what building they're in front of?
Definitely in front of the Shredded Wheat. Definitely. These, I think, are friends. I mean, Elizabeth, you might remember them, the McKens and the church. That was Lister and Mrs. I think that was Mr. Burns. Do you remember him? I don't know what he had to do with the business, but, you know, they were... So, yes, and that chap's holding a scroll, which
we have at home.
I've got that at home. I don't know if it would be of any interest.
I think it might be, yes.
It's got all the name. I mean, it's illuminated scroll.
Yes.
To, you know, for his retirement, and it's got all the names signed of the people in every department.
I'm sure we would be interested in that.
It is actually quite nice.
Yes.
And I think this chap was the chap that either did it or was instrumental in having it done.
We've got the date on the back of this, presumably, down there.
Yeah,
lovely.
23rd of July. Yes. 1948. Yes, that must have been subsequent to when he retired, because I think that was June, wasn't it?
Yes.
Flora Robson.
Yes.
She worked in the office before she became a famous actress.
Yes.
And I think for some reason she came and visited them. I don't know if there's a date on that. I don't know what happened to it after Dick Howard, although a very good friend of ours was sales manager for Shredded Wheat much, much later.
Who was that?
Well, Don Bennett.
Oh, gosh.
In the 1980s. And he didn't... I think it became a more global company in those days, and I think the boss was sent in from America, probably.